Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM on your radio dial. I'm co-host Kent Lundquist along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns, and we endeavor to bring to you every Sunday night from 8 to 10 some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We're here for 2 hours every Sunday night with a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes. And so we hope you'll stick around and listen to some swinging sounds with us. We think you'll enjoy the program that we've worked so hard on putting together for you. And tonight I'm going to highlight the second edition of Beehive Records, the output by Beehive Records. Now, in 1977, Jim and Susan Newman of Evanston, Illinois, started Beehive Records with a goal to record many of the pioneers of the bop music that came to fruition in the 50s. So for about a 7-year period from around 1977 to 1984, they released 16 albums featuring the older musicians who created the music within the bop tradition. The name of the label, Beehive Records, was taken from the name of the Beehive Lounge that thrived in the 50s on 55th Street in Chicago's Hyde Park area, where all the major local and national bop artists were featured. So we're going to give you a sampling of their recording work of those very artists. And we're going to start out with one of those great overlooked, underrated jazz artists. That's pianist Dick Katz. And he cut an album on the Beehive record label in May of 1984. It was a little trio with Dick Katz on piano, Mark Johnson on bass, Al Hayward on drums. This is George and Ira's Gershwin's composition, But Not For Me. Thank you. piano artistry of Dick Katz doing a George and Ira Gershwin composition, but not for me. Also a fine bass solo there by Mark Johnson, Al Harewood on drums. It was cut on the Beehive label in New York City in May of 1984.
Well, for my first offering, we've got a group headed up here by Count Basie, and it's from a CD entitled The Essential Count Basie. This particular number was recorded in 1936 on 78 RPM discs, and it features the Count on piano along with Lester Young on tenor sax, Carl Smith on trumpet, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. The tune was written by George and Ira Gershwin, and it's entitled O Lady Be Good. Lady Be Good, a group headed up by Count Basie himself, with some great work by Lester Young on tenor sax, Carl Smith on trumpet, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That was recorded in 1936, which is the same year the first Basie band was formed. So I'm guessing this occurred right before that, because the Basie band went from Kansas City to New York to be recorded for the first time.
Now we're going to continue our salute to Beehive Records, emanating out of Evanston, Illinois, by the Mr. and Mrs. Newman, who put together all of these fine LPs of pioneer bop artists. And now we have, as a matter of fact, this pianist was from Evanston, Illinois, went on to play with such luminaries as Cannonball Adderley, and that's Junior Mance. And so Junior comes into the studio, and he contracts for the personnel that includes David Fathead Newman on reeds, Martin Rivera on bass, and Walter Bolden on drums. And I think we can all sympathize with the title of this next track that was put together by Junior called Mean Old Amtrak.
Thank you.
was one of Evanston's finest, Junior Mance on piano, from an album he did on the Beehive label back in 1983. And he brought in one of my favorite tenor men, David Fathead Newman on tenor sax. The bass man there was Martin Rivera, and an old pro from the bop era there on drums, Walter Bolden. That was a little thing called Mean Old Amtrak.
Well, next we'll hear from Ruby Braff and Scott Hamilton. It's from a Concord CD with the subtitle A First. And along with Ruby on cornet and Scott on tenor sax, we'll hear from John Bunch on piano, Chris Flory on guitar, Phil Flanagan on... let's back up. John Bunch on piano, Phil Flanagan on bass, Chris Flory on guitar, and Chuck Riggs on drums. This is a tune written by Lillian Green, who was a blues singer in the 30s, and it's entitled Romance in the Dark. Thank you. was Romance in the Dark, featuring Ruby Braff on cornet, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, some great banking by John Bunch on piano, Phil Flanagan on bass, Chris Flory on guitar, and Chuck Riggs on drums. That was from a Concord CD recorded in 1985.
Next up on our spotlight of the Beehive recordings that were released between 1977 and 1984 by the Newman couple out of Evanston, Illinois, who were lovers of modern bop. It brought Arnett Cobb, the tenor sax man, into the studio. And Arnett decided to bring back Junior Matz, who we heard just previously on piano, a great old pro on the bass, George DeVivier, and a swinger from the swing era who also could play in the bop vein, Panama Francis on drums. And here Arnett Cobb pulls out an old standard for going way back called Cheating on Me.
Thank you.
was the tenor sax sounds of an old pro, Arnett Cobbin. It was cut on a Beehive label by that couple, the Newman couple out of Evanston, Illinois, put together all these great Beehive albums. And besides the tenor man, Arnett Cobb, we had Mance, Junior Mance on piano, and George DeVivier on bass, Panama Francis on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from Hank Mobley. This is from an LP entitled The Turnaround, released on the Blue Note label in 1965. And along with Hank on tenor sax, we'll hear from Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Barry Harris on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. This is a tune that Hank wrote entitled East of the Village.
Thank you.
East of the Village, featuring Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Barry Harris on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. It's from an LP entitled The Turnaround, issued on the Blue Note label in 1965.
I'm going to continue to highlight the recordings of, on the Beehive label. And on this particular LP, which is transferred to a CD and released later on the Mosaic, under the Mosaic label, bringing in Sal Nistico on tenor sax. Also have Ted Kirsten here on flugelhorn, and Ronnie Matthews on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. This is a Wayne Shorter composition called Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum. Thank you. Shorter composition. Of course, Wayne Shorter was a great tenor sax man who worked for several years in the Miles Davis Quintet. It's called Fee Fi Fo Fum, and the featured artist on this Beehive album was Sal Nistico on tenor sax. We had Ted Kirsten on flugelhorn, Ronnie Matthews on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. That was cut on the Beehive label in November of 78 in New York.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 Lakeshore Public Radio. And we're here every Sunday night for 2 hours from 8 to 10 with a short break between the hours for the news, which will be coming up soon. We hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We've got some good sounds lined up for you. And we're going to wrap up this hour featuring Harold Land from an LP entitled Harold Land in New York. And it's on the Jazzland label released in 1960. In addition to Harold on tenor sax, we'll hear from Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Amos Trice on piano, Clarence Jones on bass, Joe Peters on drums. And this is a Peter DeRose, Billy Hill composition entitled On a Little Street in Singapore.